The manager of quality assurance and animal care programs with Manitoba Pork says progress is being made in the effort to ensure Canada is prepared for a foreign animal disease incursion. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
African swine fever. How is Canada getting prepared will be the focus of a Swine Innovation Pork webinar set for January 6th. Mark Finn, the manager of quality assurance and animal care programs with Manitoba Pork, who will be discussing work on emergency euthanasia preparedness, says a lot of work is being done to prepare for a foreign animal disease incursion, and developments around the spread of African swine fever have intensified that effort.
Government at the federal level and the provincial level and industry have all been working together to get prepared for this. And so there's a lot of people that are involved in the preparation in a lot of different areas, including euthanasia. I'm personally sitting on five different committees at the national and provincial, regional and more local levels as well. And so there's quite a bit of work going into this from a number of different players. Canada happens to be a country that does a lot of export of pork products, and we also do some export of live pigs as well. And unfortunately, in the event that a foreign animal disease occurs, we're very vulnerable to border closures to our products and to our pigs. And that's what really necessitates the need for euthanasia, as well as the diseased pigs and those that are close around the diseased farms for disease control purposes. And so, I mean, we're looking at a very large proportion of our industry that might be vulnerable to this. And we put a lot of effort into trying to arrange things with foreign governments in advance to avoid having to do unnecessary euthanasia. But unfortunately, it's quite a number of our pigs that would be implicated if we did get a foreign animal disease.
Finn says a lot of progress has been made in preparing for a foreign animal disease incursion, but there's still a lot left to do. He says a foreign animal disease can happen any time, so the sooner the sector can be ready, the better. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.